Does shopping for healthy food stress you out? Are you lost when trying to choose healthy foods? Do you wish you knew what foods to buy without uncertainty? Here are four ways you can make healthy food choices without second-guessing yourself. Health coaching mini sessions are available now. This is for you if you have a health-related question, concern, or goal you would like to address. I will provide guidance, recommendations, and actionable solutions you can implement today. Mini session includes one 45-minute session in Zoom. Check out the link in the show notes to book your session today, or check out the services page at www.preparedforwellness.com. Busy mama, are you overwhelmed trying to get healthy and eliminate chronic pain for good? Does being a busy mom leave you exhausted so you put your health goals on the back burner? Have you given up on every diet and exercise program leading you right back to your unhealthy habits? Hi friend, I'm Ashley Cavolo, a busy working mom who struggled to manage debilitating chronic pain. I desperately wanted to feel better and be the best mom that I could be, but I didn't know how to start and had nowhere to turn. Until the day I decided the pain would no longer control my life. I discovered health and wellness can be simple, maintainable, and heal chronic pain. In this podcast, I will share tips and strategies to help you instill healthy habits, find more energy, and manage your chronic pain. Grab your notebook, that cup of matcha, and get ready to look at getting healthy in a whole new way. Food labels can be incredibly deceiving. Pre-packaged foods have taken over the grocery store. The front of packaging will include phrases like gluten-free, no added sugar, made with whole grains, and made with natural ingredients. Brands claim to be healthy on their packaging, but what is inside is a different story. Many brands claiming to be healthy are full of ingredients that greatly affect our health, like hidden sugar, chemicals, food dyes, and pesticides. Claims on the labels are not regulated by the FDA, so this means labels are not required to align with what is actually in the product. So this is where you come in. Being aware of what to buy and what to avoid will make all the difference when it comes to your health. So how do you choose healthy alternatives when so many brands are deceiving us with their packaging? Here are four ways to make healthy food choices with confidence so you can stop second guessing yourself. Number one is choose whole foods. When you choose whole foods, there is absolutely nothing to question when it comes to ingredients or false packaging claims. In addition, you will get additional vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, fiber, and antioxidants, all to fight disease, balance blood sugar, balance gut bacteria, and so much more. So follow these tips when choosing whole foods. Choose a wide variety of colors, fruits, vegetables, and spices. Organic and non-GMO are the best options, but start with conventional whole foods to keep things simple and work your way up to organic and non-GMO if this is helpful. I always recommend this in the beginning. Just eliminates the overwhelm and keeps things simple when you are trying to shop. Next is to read food labels. Never make your decision based upon claims on the front of food packaging. Look for these things on food labels instead. 7 to 9 ingredients or less that you recognize, and if you don't recognize it, put it back. 15 grams of carbohydrates or less, and 9 grams of sugar or less. So here are a few great options to try. I use these and I love them. There is an almond flour cracker by Simple Mills, tortilla chips by the brand Siete, and salad dressings by Primal Kitchen. These options are made with whole food ingredients and there is no junk in them. I will share links in the show notes so you can go pick these up in the grocery store. Check out Thrive Market or Amazon as well. You might be able to find some of these in your local grocery stores or Target, Walmart, any of the big stores. And next is to avoid white sugar and flour. White sugar and flour wreak havoc on your sugar levels, gut health, brain function, and inflammation. So instead, look for brands made with these alternative ingredients. For flours, look for almond, coconut, or cassava flour. For sugars, look for coconut sugar, maple syrup, or honey. And lastly, is to avoid processed oils. This is a big one if you have inflammation already or are trying to avoid or eliminate inflammation. Processed oils are highly inflammatory due to excessive manufacturing processes, so avoid these oils at all costs. Canola oil, vegetable oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, rapeseed oil, grapeseed, and cottonseed oil. And instead, look for coconut oil, avocado oil, and olive oil. And all of these oils are not processed like the previously mentioned oils, so they are low inflammatory and they are excellent options for cooking and drizzling on salads or foods. So, those are great options. So, the takeaway here is choosing healthy foods is easy when you know exactly what to look for. Stick to these tips to increase your confidence and eliminate confusion. Read food labels. Choose whole foods, avoid white sugar and flour, and avoid processed oils. So, there are your 4 steps. And before you know it, this will become second nature and you will no longer need to even think about these steps. It is a simple habit that will support better health for the rest of your life. Hey friend, I hope this episode helped you in your health journey. If you are inspired or motivated, please leave a 5-star rating and written review in Apple Podcasts, or please share it with another mama who would be blessed by it. I'm off to make another matcha and whip up a healthy snack. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next Thursday.